If you've ever tried to find a map showing the feeder pattern for the Pittsburgh Public Schools, you might have come up empty. The school district says it doesn't have a map it can give to the public that shows which schools kids are assigned to based on where they live. So we made one, and when we looked at the map, we saw lots of stories. This is Dividing Lines, the Shape of Education in Pittsburgh, a podcast from 90.5 WESA. I'm Liz Reed. Today, for the 25,000 children that attend Pittsburgh Public Schools, transportation is inherently personal. Whatever decisions the district makes about bus routes or times affect individual children, their routines, and their lives. Margaret J. Krause reports the needs of families also impact how district transportation works, and it's all very complicated.
I just saw a cat.
It was a case of mistaken identity.
Hey, Penny. Except now you're fat. Why are you fat, Penny?
What? Why is... Oh, that's slippers.
Oh.
I don't know anymore.
That's Sadie Fielding and Betsy Vicente, and they've named all the cats that live along their half-mile walk to school. The two friends attend Minadeo Elementary in Squirrel Hill. Betsy's mom, Laura McCarthy, says the walk is a tiny daily adventure for Betsy and plays a crucial role in her development.
I think it's important for kids to have some time to themselves without adult supervision. I think they need practice making their own decisions, even if there's a chance they might make some wrong decisions. I have to trust them.
Who can walk to school depends on distance. State law allows elementary and middle school students to walk if they live less than a mile and a half away. For high school, the limit is 2 miles. According to right-to-know requests filled by Pittsburgh Public Schools, nearly a quarter of the district's students walk. But most kids ride a bus.
Guys, get your shoes on. We gotta go. Okay, come on. We gotta go. Make it fast.
Lori Bauer says it's like this every morning, ushering her sons 10-year-old Johnny and 7-year-old Artie out the door and to their bus stop in Brighton Heights. Bauer wasn't keen on her neighborhood school because she wanted a more alternative education, so they applied for Pittsburgh Montessori.
I just kept hearing that it had really involved parents and a really kind of peaceful environment.
The two boys spend 90 minutes to 2 hours on the bus every day. Johnny isn't the ride's biggest fan, while Artie views it as social time. And Bauer says overall, she's been happy with Montessori. The Friendship School is a magnet program, so kids come from all over the district and usually have a longer ride. Parents like Bauer accept that as part of the deal. But some kids spend just as much time on the bus as Johnny and Artie to get to their assigned school. For instance, some English language learners travel from the north side to Lawrenceville to go to Arsenal Elementary. Superintendent Anthony Hamlet rode with them one morning in the fall of 2016.
It took us 50 minutes to an hour to get there in the morning time one way. When I did the commute, I guess the time change hadn't happened yet, so it was dark. So we got on the bus, you know, it was pitch black.
Unlike the restrictions on walking, there's no state law that regulates how long a student can be on a bus, says Megan Patton, the district's transportation project manager.
We do try to keep students on the bus like 45 minutes at the max.
Hamlet says he would like to see trips closer to 30 minutes, but it's a logistical puzzle, says Director of Pupil Transportation Eldridge Black.
Just think if people would be able to see the inner workings behind the scene, what's all involved, I think it would even create a greater appreciation for what we do.
Transportation remains one of the largest line items in the district's budget. It hit the $35 million mark this fiscal year. The growth of magnet and charter schools means families have more choices. As classes change at Malines 6-12 one afternoon, where Black has his office, he says those choices come at a cost to the district.
Now they have more options, and we have to fulfill those options. So, you know, now when you go out of your feeder zone, it makes our expenses go up even more.
On top of paying for out-of-feeder schools such as magnets and charters, the district is also on the hook to transport private and parochial school students. In the 2012-2013 school year, 60% of the kids living in Pittsburgh went to a school other than their neighborhood school. The district doesn't have more current numbers, but a study wrapping up this month will give them a better snapshot. If more families choose schools outside their neighborhood, the transportation puzzle will continue to grow more complicated and more expensive. Margaret J. Krause, 90.5 WESA News.
On the final episode of Dividing Lines, Sarah Schneider looks at how Pittsburgh Public Schools plans to keep students in the district. I'm Liz Reed. Thanks for listening.